going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
7:03 on a Tuesday morning here on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Johnson, Squid Billy Bo Morgan, Miss Allie Mack, who just put her husband in the crosshairs. I'm just throwing it out there. He should be at Keith Urban on Friday night.
I'm disappointed in Grant.
I'm not sure what the deal is with Raj coming back in the fold, and we all expect that Ronald Acuna, Friday could be the day. But I'm just saying, man, that quality time with his wife, just, look.
Well,
that's a
I love
big
that
deal.
You guys have an issue with this, and I don't. Brent and I have always been career first.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know.
One of these days, careers will be dried and gone.
So what if he doesn't come back? He's just not gonna go. And I mean, you can't prepare. I mean,
the venue, Solaris, is also like a playground to me. Like, if I go by myself, I'm hanging out with Ashley and Jordan, some of my best friends I've had for over a decade.
I do love that place.
Yeah, I have no issue going there to see a show by myself.
Oh, please don't. Okay, then I'll definitely judge.
But my friends are going. Okay. My friends are going, okay. And Sandra's going. Like, okay. There's a bunch of people that are going to be there.
I've been to a concert there with Sandra. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
You're going to be like, you're going to turn to enjoy a moment with Grant, and he's not going to be there.
Yeah, it's just going to be there.
You're going to have, the ghost Grant. You can get a hologram.
You're, FaceTiming during, cop car.
Or a cardboard cutout. Right. Maybe you could take a cardboard cutout of Grant, and you could just carry it around with you and be like, hey, Grant, that was a good song.
Well, look, speaking of which, coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll do the wake-up call. If you want to weigh in at 9:29 Morning Shift, Grant McCauley, our Braves insider, and his lovely wife, Allie, obviously have date night tickets on Friday night to go to Keith Urban. That is also possibly the season debut of Ronald Acuna Jr., which Grant obviously probably wants to see a little bit more than Keith Urban. But I think he should go to the concert, as does Squid Billy. So let us know what you think at 929 Morning Shift on the Twitter.
We know where Allie ranks, right below Ronald Acuna Jr.
shots fired. Grant, I didn't say that. Also, we're getting a little pushback on the turn lane thing. A couple people just saying, hey, it's very obvious if you're in the right turn lane, you should turn into lane number two. Put up a diagram on Twitter at 929 Morning Shift. We're getting a little bit, Bo and I are getting a little pushback here.
Thank you.
I think all those people would feel differently if they were in the turn lane and they were turning and then they realize that the lane turns you into the right lane.
Yeah, I think that, and maybe there's people that are responding that don't understand that left turn lane, that the left lane of the three, lane number one, is a left turn lane. You know what I mean? Maybe I should have highlighted that as well. If you're maybe you're DOT, police officer, maybe one of y'all can weigh in at 929.
I actually don't because I want to keep doing what I do.
What's that? Yeah, you should. One of us was cut off this morning. I don't know who it was, but one of us cut somebody off. Allie and I were in two different turn lanes fighting over the same middle lane as we turned left.
Well, there wasn't much of a fight. Listen.
Yeah. She knew what time it was.
Well, no, I mean, I think everyone kind of drives a vehicle adequate to their size on this truck. You're the biggest, so you drive the biggest vehicle. I drive a bigger vehicle than Allie, but I'm a little bit bigger.
I got my baby little SUV.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah. Although, I'll be honest, and I'm...
Ding.
Yeah, just tell me that you like it when I'm honest with you.
And just keep it moving.
Pause.
I I when I pulled in the other day, because it was the first time that I had been in studio since you had officially joined us, I was looking around like I was trying to I spy what Allie drives.
What's she driving? Yeah, I thought the same thing.
And I looked over and I go, and I saw this, the vehicle that you drive. I don't want to out you. And I can say what brand it is, right?
Sure.
And so Allie drives a Subaru, and I go, oh, that's definitely her. That is her. I was like, that is her. Because I bet she opens the back hatch and puts her little trail running shoes in there. And I was like, that is so Allie right there. She is definitely driving that Subaru.
Again, we invite you to weigh in at 9:29 Morning Shift, and we'll do that wake-up call 404-726-0929 coming up at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. I got an action-packed show. I do want to break into this conversation, and we probably are not going to get enough time on this, but some quietly big news coming up kind of yesterday. And it's been, I don't know, it's taken us a while to get here because this was kind of done intentionally in the state of Tennessee a couple of weeks ago, and it's kind of started to kind of leak out. So Tennessee State Bill number 536 was unearthed last week, and this is according to Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports, and it paves the way for state schools. We're talking about Tennessee, Vanderbilt, Memphis, and their affiliated collectives to break away from the House settlement that is expected to be decided coming up in June and July. It allows them basically to break away from the House settlement-related rules and prevents college sports' new enforcement entity, the College Sports Commission, from penalizing those schools. Basically, it's Ross Dellinger says this, it's a launched missile towards the plans from the NCAA and the power conferences to police the revenue sharing of college sports. Now, why is this a big deal now? Well, this newly formed College Sports Commission, which evidently already has a commissioner in place, they are waiting for the House settlement to happen at the end of June, early July, to announce who this is. And evidently, you don't know their name. They're not a household name. But the College Sports Commission has started putting out their memorandum, if you will, to a lot of these Power Four schools. And this document that's been viewed by dozens of school administrators and institutions and enforcement policies and everything else basically says, even if your state law is contradictory, if you want to hang out with us and play with us, you are going to be exempt from suing us over those policies in your state legislature and your state laws. All this to say that if the College Sports Commission were to have its way, they could potentially, and I say potentially because it ain't going to happen, but they could potentially be faced with a situation, Bo, where they're kicking out a Tennessee, a Vanderbilt, or some of these other state institutions as part of these SEC or Power Four schools.
And they're not just kicking them out of the conference.
Yeah, they're saying, we ain't hanging out with you.
They're blacklisting them.
Yes.
They're blackballing them. They're saying, essentially, you now play, you don't play us. You don't play Power Five.
Not on our schedule,
therefore,
man.
Therefore, they wouldn't be eligible for the conference, the playoff system, anything. It's the problem, and I'm going to tread lightly. I don't want to go down the government road.
Right, federal versus state.
But the problem is that as soon as your local, and I mean by local, I mean state governments got involved in all this, it threw a monkey wrench from the word go.
Yeah.
This was why the House settlement is something that's that is happening, right? Because you could have 10 states with 10 different guidelines, and that's an uneven playing field for those schools. So, in other words, like Vanderbilt and Tennessee could do one thing while Georgia and Georgia Tech, and I'm just using the biggest schools in those states, were limited to other rules, and it's an uneven playing field. And that is the whole point of this College Sports Commission. And a lot of people think that this document that has been circulating, which is already being amended, by the way, because some people said, hey, this has to be amended, you have to change this. They're basically just keep amending it, and they're throwing it back and saying, hey, would this work for everybody? Does everybody think this flies? And they want you to sign that because they're creating a new governing body. That's all the College Sports Commission is.
Yeah.
Is it's a new NCAA for these power conferences. And I think it's a way of not going to the super conference, but by keeping some traditions.
Sure.
But it is a slippery slope right now.
Yeah.
And I think it was the Colorado AD I think his name is Rick George, and he said, look, and I got the quote. I actually wrote it down.
You know what's funny? The same quote jumped off at the page at me.
He said, schools have to stop trying to circumvent the rules.
Yep.
And all he means by that is stop going to your state legislatures behind our back and circumventing the federal, what we're trying to put in federal by your state, saying, well, our state says you can do this. And by having an upper hand. And that's all the College Sports Commission is trying to do, is make it a level playing field for every school in this conference. And if you don't, we're blackballing.
Here's the thing, and it's so frustrating for me, because I think we all agree there has to be better guidelines set around college sports. No matter where you, like NIL, the collective, whatever it is, we all agree there needs to be more guidelines, right? But what you have is, and I'm not saying this is, don't think I'm coming at Tennessee or Vanderbilt specifically, but the state of Tennessee more or less, saying like, no, you know what? We're going to try to get an upper hand here. And really, in the end, it's to the detriment of the entire sport, the entire college sports landscape. It's to the detriment of doing that. You're basically saying, no, we want our piece of the pie to be different. We want the rules for us to be a little bit different. And so they're trying to go the legislation route in doing that. I'd be curious to hear from Tennessee fans, and maybe, look, you can tweet at me, at MPJohnson79, if you feel differently. Because I think we all – I think Tennessee fans, to a man, would say, look, We agree there needs to be rules. But also, when you look at it from the state legislature perspective of putting these rules in place, it's very clearly of like, nope, we're not going to play by the same rules as everybody else.
Well, if you don't play by the same rules, you go play by yourself.
And that's the thing, is I actually side with the quote-unquote College Sports Commission on this one. I'm like, this can't, everybody cannot be different. We can't go by state rules in this situation, because it's not a level playing field for everybody else.
This is why I think those of us that knew what the reality was laughed at the recklessness of the people that just said, pay the players. Oh, there's plenty of money to go around. There's not. When you think of it, when you don't realize, Ali, I've always been in this understanding, is it goes back to the simplest form. Even in high school, football in high school, back when we were around, and football paid for girls' volleyball, girls' tennis. Those schools didn't make those sports didn't make money. The big ones made money that could pay for the other ones.
Yeah, it's just it's extremely frustrating from the outside in. And
how long do you think it's going to take for all of this to settle? Because the NIL, it's kind of been like the Wild Wild West.
Yeah.
So how long do you think it'll take until we get settled into these regulations and rules and have a great system?
I don't know that we'll ever be settled. Mm-hmm. I think it's just going to be an ongoing process. You'll look for the House settlement. It's supposedly coming around July 1st, but that will be taken to court until we're blue in the face over who can really police that and everything else.
As soon as I think... The way I've read everything, Mike and Ali, and maybe, I don't know, y'all think, I'll think about it, is the timeline was get the House, what you can do to get the House, to get the House settlement, the ruling on it, right? Then as soon as that comes out, to your point, Mike, the college commissioner that they want is already in place. Then that would be named immediately. And the way I read this article is that as soon as he was named, this document would be ready to go to send out. That's where they're trying to do. But this Tennessee law has now thrown everything
out of
balance.
Everybody wants to sue everybody. Everybody wants to take everybody to court. We got to come together on this and get this thing situated. All right, we come back. We're going to talk and go in the huddle. One of the best defenders in the NFL has got some new money. Also, I'm going to throw this question at Dylan about the NBA playoffs. I'll give you any one of the four leading scorers on the four teams left. Which one are you taking to battle with you? Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with no blinker Mike. We got Bo over there, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan, of course, is back behind the glass as well. And the NBA playoffs continue tomorrow night. Pacers play the Knicks at Madison Square Garden for the Eastern Conference. Tonight, though, Wolves and Thunder kick off the Western Conference. Now, neither team has reached the NBA Finals. Do you guys have one you're pulling for more than the other?
I'm definitely pulling for the Thunder. We talked about this a little bit. I like the build it from the ground up approach. And it just, look, they're the little guy. And I like when the little guy wins when it comes to the NBA. They're the little guy.
Yeah. Did the Timberwolves, like, just go and trade for a bunch of – did they just sign a big three or something?
What do you mean?
I mean, well, how did the Timberwolves not build it from the ground up?
I mean, like, look, man, I don't know why you don't like my answer, but it is what it is.
I can't pull for OKC. They stole another city's team. So give me the Timberwolves and Ant-Man, the local kid, the kid that wears an A on his hat every time he enters the arena. Give me Anthony Edwards. That's who I'm pulling for.
Yeah, it's Ant-Man all the way. It's a local guy. I mean, you can't be an ATLian and not root for Ant-Man.
That's fine. I was going to pose the question to Dylan headed in here. Look. I'll give you Brunson. I'll give you Halliburton. I'll give you Ant-Man. I'll give you SGA. If you're starting your squad and you want to run to an NBA championship, which one are you rolling with? I think it's like they all have very clear-cut things that they're probably good at, that they're, you know, that's their sector. But I think if you frame it like you're building a squad, who do you want rolling with you? Maybe even you're their teammate. Which one are you going with?
It's close for me between Anthony Edwards and Jalen Brunson because – while I'm going to pick Ant-Man because I think all around he is the best player out of the four you just named, Jalen Brunson, we cannot deny how good of a closer he is and how he can, like Ant-Man, put a team on your back and put the team on his back and take you to the promised land when he needs to. All that being said, though, I am going to take Anthony Edwards because Ant-Man can do all those same things that I just mentioned that Jalen Brunson can do, plus he has the athleticism that takes him over the top, right? So if I had to go with any of those guys, I'm definitely going with Ant-Man.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a couple interesting series. There's no doubt about it. And obviously, starting tonight, like Allie said, the Thunder, 7.5-point favorites. That'll be in OKC at the Raycom Center. So fun to watch that matchup. I just think, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, Oklahoma City, when you look at their defense, not only are they the number one defense, it's like head and shoulders the number one defense. So, yeah, that'll be really interesting to watch that matchup tonight with Anthony Edwards and what he's able to do with them. I think there's a couple of things that they're probably a little bit lax on defensively that maybe you look at the Timberwolves can take advantage of. But nonetheless, I think it's a bad matchup. It's a bad matchup. I think OKC runs all the way to the title with this one. So hopefully the Knicks fans can keep themselves from throwing trash at reporters and just other fans from other teams and things like that. Shout out to Brian Windhorst who just got it rained on him. Did y'all see that video?
What I saw that video.
Yeah.
I saw it.
The Halliburton stuff?
Hey, man, over here. Talking to you. The Brian Windhorst video when they're throwing trash at him on the way into the arena. I think it was, Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, what do you expect? They spit on Trae Young.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the same fan base that spit on Trae Young in the 2021 playoffs. So, I don't pull for anything New York, especially the Knicks.
Did you also see the story about the dude who wore the Halliburton jersey to the
Knicks
game?
That's the one I
saw.
That's the one I was talking about where they attacked
They threw literally
him.
Bags of trash at him, full bags of trash.
That's
but now,
so ridiculous.
But now Halliburton is flying him out.
He's getting the hookup.
Yeah, he's getting the hookup.
And
for
he
Tyrus
wasn't
Halliburton.
Like, you know, you see people like that. They're like stirring the pot, like yelling. Then they get attacked. Like this guy was just trying to get away. He's trying to escape. He's like, no, help me.
I mean, and, you know, I hate, I'm not. Dylan and I have been nice so far today, but I'm not trying to be that guy. But you know, he's an Eagles fan, and Eagles fans and Knicks fans are almost the same breed for me. They're both just they're not nice people, and they never act nice to others. They're rude. You know, like, again, Eagles threw batteries at Santa Claus. You know, Knicks fans spit on Trae Young, so I don't want to see any of them ever prosper.
How long do you continue to move on with this false narrative that I'm an Eagles fan? I'm a Falcons fan, both.
I mean, I see false narratives
until
every day.
Until you go to an Eagles game and wear a Falcons hoodie. How about that? That's the assignment.
I was at the link. Y'all
until
called
there
me.
There is photo or video evidence.
It's on my Instagram.
How did I call you? I was working the game.
No, I'm talking about y'all called me from the game, and I told y'all that next day that I went there with a Falcons jersey on. I had a Dion jersey on.
Never saw it.
It's on my Instagram.
He put himself in danger.
I don't. How do I know it's not Photoshopped?
It's not.
You almost got.
I have eyewitnesses.
Let's go in the huddle.
Dylan, Simone's testimony does not hold up in court.
Question is Simone going to skip the concert they're supposed to go to so she can go to the Eagles?
Yes, she would. Yes, she would.
The answer to that is an undenied yes. Simone would skip anything for an Eagles game.
I think it's safe to say you and I are the loyal ones.
The first thing I thought about, I was like, man, you know what? Grant can get away.
If Simone had to choose between nosebleed seats at an Eagles game or floor seats at a Drake concert, she's going to be in the nosebleeds at an Eagles game.
Hey, I don't know if I can blame her on that one.
Go out of date night on Friday night to go to Keith so that he can see the return of Ronald Acuna Jr. Let us know how you feel about it at 9:29 Morning Shift. We'll open it up for wake-up calls coming up at 8 o'clock. One of the best defenders in the NFL, Mr. Fred Warner, on a three-year, $63 million extension with the San Francisco 49ers. That'll tie him to the team through the 2029 season. And somehow, he still feels underpaid. Not good.
I thought that once they signed Brock Purdy, they couldn't sign their other good players.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that's been one of the talking points is they have ridded themselves of some big contracts. Remember, they got 11. They had 11 draft picks this year.
Yeah,
well, a lot of people that don't remember. But yeah, the IU deal still stands out. You got rid of Debo. It is what it is.
I think they got tired of whatever Debo was dishing and not is performing to the level of. I think that was part of it. And Kyle Shanahan's not afraid to move on. Fred Warner might be the best linebacker in the NFL.
I think he is.
He's that good.
Yeah.
I was reading. I did it to my when I. I think I sent it to y'all. And I clicked on the link. The tweet that announced it, and it was a bunch of other teams' fans. Like, so does Fred Warner, and he's overpaid. And I was just thinking, man, thinks that Fred Warner is not a top three linebacker in the league, and maybe, and again, not the best. You either watch the games belligerently drunk, or you just don't know what you're watching when you watch them.
No weaknesses in his game. He's sideline to sideline. He's downhill.
None.
He's in coverage. He does it all in the middle of that defense. He's worth every single dime that they're going to pay him. All right, we're going to have to go back into this, and I feel like we've talked about this 9 times this offseason. The Green Bay Packers submit a revision of the tush push rule proposal. Now, obviously, there's been back and forth about what this means and what this could be and whether, like, supposedly that this – vote was split down the middle 16-16 last time they took it, and they pushed it to the future. They've got to get 24 votes out of the NFL owners to be able to ban this inside the competition committee or whatever else. I think it happens. Personally, I think there's a reason they moved it. I think they wanted revisions to it. They've changed a little bit of the smaller footnotes and the language inside of this. I think the 24 votes happens. I don't think we're seeing the tush push next year.
Do you agree with it, though? Do you want the tush push band? Or?
I do.
Mike does. Okay.
I do. I think it's rugby.
And I'm
you can
okay
still
with it
do
too.
The quarterback sneak with Jalen Hurts and be fine. Yeah. Just don't push him in his butt and lift him up over the line of scrimmage.
You know what I'm sick of? I'm sick of the flip flopping from people when they have an opinion, when they want to talk about this. Like, yeah, I hear the same people say in one breath, it's not a big deal. You just don't like it because other teams have gotten good at it.
They're good. They're better at it than everybody
else.
Yeah,
and then I hear the same thing. Well, they should ban it because it ruins the game. It ruins, you know, the competitiveness of it. It ruined a whole series in the NFC Championship game. I'm with Mike though about this. There's too many people that have talked about the safety of it, and as a guy who was literally hurt in a very similar style play, which was Mike, and I'm not trying to call him out, but that's the truth. Yeah. He said it before, Allie, and then I have to listen to someone who's been hurt by a similar play.
Yeah, it's funny because you do some, well, there's no math behind it. Nobody ever gets hurt on it. I got news for you. There's a reason they banned the defensive pushers all the way back in 2013 or whatever it was. And I was one of the guys that got injured from a defensive pusher on a field goal, and I had foot surgery right after us playing against Detroit. So, yes, it is possible. Now, the only way to answer the tush push is to allow defenders to be pushed back in the line of scrimmage. That's the only way to make it even. And I don't think you should do that because now, like I said, you're talking about a defensive disadvantage and you're talking about guys getting injured once again. So hopefully that ban goes through, in my opinion. But, of course, you've got your opinions as well. You can let us know at 929 Morning Shift. The time has come. And we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. We're going to sprinkle a little bit of the Braves and Spencer Strider. But then the debut of Dylan and Mic'd Up. Dylan is going to do a Top 5 Tuesday.
It is Top 5 Nintendo video games of all time.
Whoa! Hey. Whoa, dude. I'm just telling be NES? Very careful here.
NES or be Super very. Nintendo or
this is, dude,
Nintendo
this
64?
Just game, wow. Games that have been released by Nintendo, so it can be Super what was it?
Super NES.
Super
Nintendo,
NES.
Okay. 64.
Nintendo 64, Nintendo DS, Nintendo Switch.
Bro,
so all of them.
You did, like you were just like, I'm just going to do a cannonball in the deep end here.
I told y'all I was ready.
I'm not walking on the beach.
If there's anybody more qualified to talk about this than me,
all right,
point them out to me.
All right, we're going to find out. That's Dylan coming up in Top 5 Tuesday on this side of the break. Hey, make sure you stick with us. You can get us at 929 Morning Shift. We'll have the wake-up call coming up. Having a lot of fun, and that's what we do. Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world,
DSW is there.
And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Welcome back in. Talking all sports and just having fun. It's the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy.
Yeah.
I can see the look on your face from what Allie just said.
Mike, I've known Allie for a really long time. Like, since my first day in radio, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't say I'm concerned. I've never liked her less than today.
Dang, even when she called you heartless the other day?
Yeah, I mean, I respected her for that because there's a little bit of truth in there. But today, she's just blinded by a lot of, like, she wants to come in here and start casting stones about.
I didn't paint her as a pickleballer.
About her, about how to drive and try to call you out, which, you know, I would have jumped on board had she actually been right. She's letting Grant off the hook for ditching a date night that's been planned for a year. And now, I just find out that apparently a buddy of mine that I play golf with is going to have Tommy John. And I said, I think it's from playing pickleball. I don't know that for sure. But I think, because I know he started playing pickleball lately. And I said, that's a sport I'll never touch because of my knee. And I don't need to be in pain from my knee from just playing pickleball because I can't. And I was like, oh, you don't have to move that much, which is not true. I know people that have blown out things and tore calf muscles from pickleball. And then I realized she's a pickleballer. And those people just are on a different level
than
I'm not.
She's like a female Abe.
I'm not a pickleballer.
She is a female Abe.
Yeah. Was in a competition. I was in a tournament for pickleball.
Why would you be in one if you're not a pickleballer?
At my previous place of employment, there's a pickleball court. And so they had a tournament between all the employees. And so I did go back and practice quite a bit. And you don't have to move too
much. Well, I was going to say, it's small. You got a teammate.
Doubles. Yes, exactly. Yeah. And this is a sport that, you know, seniors are playing all the time.
You just need to match up with somebody that's on your level as far as movement. That's all, right?
But I
mean, I'm with you. I'm not picking up pickleball anytime soon either.
Here's the thing.
I'm still getting over the media match from 3 weeks ago.
I'm not saying I'm fast and nimble or that. I'm saying I can still move with that max effort that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the next 2 to 3 weeks makes that one match or that one night of pickleball fest or whatever you're doing completely unworth it.
It's a big deal.
All right. Well, Spencer Strider Fest will happen tonight as the Braves take on the Nationals. He's making his, it's not the season debut because he's pitched one time, but man, we barely saw you, man. And then you headed back off to the IL. Spencer Strider taking on the Nationals, man. It's not a big series, but it is. Like, I'm ready to put 500 in the dust and see if we can go ahead and pull ahead of that for the time being.
It's kind of like meeting a girl at a bar and hitting it off, and then she ghosts you for a while, but then she says, well, I lost my phone or something, or I didn't have your, you know, I didn't realize that was you. And then you see her in the said bar again, and you're like, hey, maybe we can maybe we can start this back up again.
Yeah.
Thank you, Snit. I just hope he doesn't hurt something warming up. And that he can get through 6 innings. My goal tonight is 6 innings, 7 strikeouts because he's a strikeout pitcher,
right?
And two earned runs or less with limited base on balls because he's a guy that guys make contact with him for some reason, and they'll foul it off, and then they'll run counts full. And I just don't. That's the biggest thing I want to see from him is limiting long at bats from guys.
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. And I think we're all just excited that he's back in the fold. And we talked, Allie, your sources tell you that Ronald Acuna might be in the fold Friday night.
He could be returning Friday. It could be Saturday. We don't know which day exactly,
right.
But that's the first day he could be eligible to come back.
Right. And Grant is just saying his prayers that it's either Saturday or, you know, you let him wriggle out of the, you're letting him off easy. Anyways, that's another conversation for another day. And that's good. That's good. But it doesn't mean I don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? Doesn't mean I don't. But hey, we all can't do this, so your wife can't be that cool, okay? Like, that's just, no. You're not allowed to. Anyways, but yeah, the ongoing conversation that is, Allie and Grant have a date night Friday night, and Grant might opt out so that he can go see the return of Ronald Acuña Jr.
I mean, it's Ronald or Keith Urban.
Keith Urban. I do like Keith Urban. One of the best guitarists in country music.
Absolutely.
No doubt about it. Did you ever see the highlights when he played at a Bucky's in Alabama not too long ago?
I have
Dude,
not seen
go
that.
Go check that out.
Now I have
really
to find
intense.
It.
Yeah, he played at a Bucky's parking lot.
Is he the one married Nicole Kidman?
Yeah. Yep, he is.
Well, he's Australian, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's why I said Keith Urban.
I know. It's crazy that Australians play country music now.
Well,
no, they have festivals.
I was going to say.
Down there, there's Morgan Evans. There's a ton of guys that come out of Australia.
Yeah. But anyways, I digress. Hey, he is he's not only just easing in. He's just going to do a cannonball into the deep end. Dylan on Top 5 Tuesday. Just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I was so excited for Dylan to take the reins here. Just to sit at the helm of Top 5 Tuesday and know what it's all about. After you announced that topic, I don't know, 8 minutes ago, I'm now fearful. Like, I'm now...
Why are you fearful?
I'm fearful that I'm like, dude, I don't know what
you're
getting.
Think I might get cooked?
I don't know if you know what you're getting yourself into.
I know exactly what
I'm
into.
Broad... There's so many subcategories here, and you're just like, no, man, best Nintendo games of all time.
Son, of all time.
It goes from top to bottom.
They're going to deep fry you if you don't come with the heat.
Coming with the heat. All right,
see what you got.
Let's go ahead and get right into it. Hold on. Before I get into it, I will say honorable mentions. For Nintendo 64, I'll go with Mario Kart, the original Mario Kart that came out on Nintendo 64, and I'll go with the original Mario Party on Nintendo 64. My two honorable mentions.
Okay, you're already off.
Okay.
All right. I'm not even going to jump in. I'm not even going to do it yet.
I am. First off, the original Mario Kart, the OG of Mario Kart, was Super Nintendo.
Okay.
Not N64. But secondly, can you give for the people, because I want you to have a defense set up of how you came to this, what kind of...
What is your background with Nintendo?
Yeah, what was the ramifications that you came up with or whatever? What were the guidelines?
So, the guidelines were, the way I ranked these was how much I have been able to play these games. And my personal experience, because it is my top five,
that's fair.
My personal top five with these games, plus I paid a little respect in one of these as well, because I didn't play it as much, but I know how goated it is.
All right.
So that's the basis of it. And also too, I was thinking, because, you know, while y'all aren't ready for a top five Drake songs of all time, I also made it related to me, as obviously I stream Mario Kart on Twitch from time to time. So that's where the inspiration comes from. With all that being said, let's get right into it.
Number five.
Released October 5th, 2018, the OG, I gave honorable mention back in 1999, Super Mario Party on Nintendo Switch.
Okay.
Again, October 5th, 2018 was the release date. I recently played this game at a game night with my friends, and I hadn't played in a long time. I forgot how fun this game was. But playing it just a couple weeks back at a game night reminded me how fun this game was.
So this is your version of a classic.
This is a classic.
Okay.
This is a classic.
It was like 12 years ago.
It's like
that's what I was thinking.
It's like a virtual board game that also appeases to the, you know, younger and older generations. I feel like it hits a little bit of both. So
I'm gonna hit you with a no comment for now, because I'm just it is what it is. This is very recent. Okay.
All right. That is my number five. Super Mario Party, the one on Nintendo DS, released again October 5th, 2018. Here is number four.
Number four.
Released January 31st, 2008. Super Smash Bros. Brawl on the Wii.
Yeah.
Now, Super Smash Bros. Is obviously a go-to game. I feel like a lot of people have played it. It's been around a long time. Different versions of it have been around for a long time. But I remember being introduced to this game close to when it came out. I spent a summer in California with my cousins and my aunt. And
yeah, you would have been, what, 12?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
So I spent a summer out there. They had the Wii, and they had this game. I cannot tell you how long we spent playing this game on a daily basis, and I fell in love with it.
I think Smash Brothers had to have a spot. So I'm not – yeah, it had to have a spot. I'm not going to say that I've ever partaken in this, but I think that most people would come to say that it had a spot.
It had a moment where anytime you went over to someone's house, everybody was playing
it.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree.
All right, so that is number four, Super Smash Bros. Brawl on the Wii. Here is the next one.
Number three.
Released on the Nintendo DS May 15th, 2006, the new Super Mario Brothers game. The boot up, or the, I guess the kind of the really the second version of Super Mario Brothers, the original, the one that got it all started, the one we know and love. This is the new Super Mario Brothers on Nintendo DS.
Okay.
When I first got my Nintendo DS, this was the first game that I got. I got the bundle. My mom got me the bundle of where like the skin, like you put stickers on the Nintendo DS to make it look like a skin on your Nintendo DS. It was that real.
Yeah.
I beat this whole game three times.
Hey, couldn't tell you.
Three separate times.
Couldn't tell Dylan one thing.
I love this game.
I felt so brand new.
My mom used to work at a hot wing place on part-time. I used to spend all my time when I used to have to go there with her. I used to spend all my time playing this game and perfecting it.
I love it.
So that is my number three. All right, moving on to
number two.
Number two. The OG.
Okay.
Got to pay respect to the OG.
Solid.
At number two.
I was worried.
Super Mario Bros. The original, released September 13th, 1985. I mean, it goes without saying.
Right.
Let's go.
You were minus 11 years old.
I mean, but I still have my fair share on the sticks of the original.
I got to tell you, I was nervous that you weren't going to give a salute to the old school, but
had to.
All right. Fair enough. All right. Go ahead and get this.
I'm just surprised it took this long to get an old school game.
I am same way. All right. Go ahead.
All right.
Number one.
This is right in my wheelhouse. I've become a master at this game. Released April 28th, 2017, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. The game, I stream on Twitch. The game, everybody see me gets W's. The game, I've become a master.
There is a youth in the car right now going, yeah, man, this guy's spot on. But I'm just going to tell you, that person does not reside in this studio right now. it's like saying the greatest wrestlers of all time, and you're like, the Usos. You're like, whoa. Right.
But again, this is my personal experience.
I've fallen in love with
Mario Kart.
It is your personal experience, but all your personal experiences came out like literally 5 years ago, apparently. Yeah. So I'm glad. I will give you a kudos for at least putting one old school game that you've probably never played, on the list. Have you ever played the original Super Mario Brothers on an original regular Nintendo, or did you
play Nintendo 64? I did.
No, that's not.
I've only played on Nintendo 64.
Oh, no.
That's not the original
N64.
Super Mario Brothers, Dylan.
Yo,
that's the OG.
That's the youth showing.
We have got to go to break.
Well, let me tell you something, Mike. Before you go to break, I will tell you that unlike the top five, this whole hour. It's brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. It is Sandra Golden approved.
Yeah. We come back. We're going to do the wake-up call. Make sure you call and let us know that Dylan is just simply too young to know what the classics are. Maybe you've got a number one or a top five Nintendo games of all time. Also, is it fair that Grant is able to wriggle his way out of date night on Friday night?
No!
I'm going to say no.
Yes!
All right. Allie's cool with it. She's a cool person, cool wife. Grant. Go to Keith Urban Friday night, man. Get the memories with the wife, all right? Trust me on this one. Call us on the other side, 404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. We're rolling on. We're talking sports. We're living life. We're having a good time. Sports Radio, 929 The Game.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's move on.